Well, welcome everyone. We welcome you to Utah Psych Association's first ever podcast. I'm Deb Elliott Sorbo. I'm one of the board members in UPA, and I am joined by fellow board member Armando Martinez. Sir, would you like to say a couple words?
I am so happy to do this. The first, I feel really special right now, having the honor of doing the first ever podcast.
I agree. I also feel honored, and I'm so thankful that you're joining me today to talk about what is a very timely topic. So for our first ever podcast, we're going to honor the season and talk about holiday stress. It is the holiday season, and while holidays can bring joy, they can also bring, oh my gosh, a whole lot of stress. And so we thought that that's the first topic we would like to tackle.
Timely, important. It's just the holidays, and it's just back to back to back. You have so many going on in a short amount of time. Tensions are high, stress is high, but then coming around on the other side, it's a great opportunity to start this, to start the next year anew. And so that's why it's really important to have self-care practices in place for the holidays, just because coming around the other side, it's just these are a lot of practices that can help us in our regular day-to-day life. If you can do it in this really stressful time, it's going to make a lot of the other times of the year a lot more go a little bit more smoothly.
Well said. So from stress comes hope. I like it. Okay. So we're psychology types. We did our research and we looked up a bunch of articles about this topic, and we found one that just was really well written and inclusive. And that is from Mayo Clinic. They published an article in 2021 called Nine Tips to Fend Off Holiday Stress. So we're going to share with you all those nine tips, and then we're going to share a bonus tip from a fellow board member. Then we'll just talk about them so as to hopefully share some information about how to deal with the stress of the season. Sound good?
I'm ready to rock. Let's do it.
All right, my friend. First of Mayo Clinic's nine tips is plan ahead. So with this one, we know that there's a lot going on in the holiday season, that there are gatherings that we are invited to go to, there are gatherings that we ourselves might hold, and there's just a whole lot going on. So their first tip is to get all this stuff down. Make sure you know what's going on. Make sure that if you are hosting an event yourself, that you're making lists and that you are indeed planning ahead so that you don't find yourself overwhelmed with stress, which can kind of take some of the bloom out of that holiday joy rose. Thoughts?
Make a list, check it twice. You want to make sure that all your ducks are in a row, all the cliches that we can throw out there, just because there's so much coming at us in the during the, there's so many logistics to really keep track of. This is where I think, whatever your sensibilities are, whether you're old school style like myself with a planner, whether you're a little bit more digital and using all the different tools that we have, it's really important that you are organized as possible because it's very easy to all of a sudden feel inundated. And I think this is one of the really good opportunities to really assess what your sensibilities are. How much are you willing to have concrete, have put on the planner and just really be intentional about? And what are things that you want to let a little bit looser, a little bit more going with the flow? And that's something that I always embed even in my own planner. You have the things that are must-dos, and then you have everything outside of that, almost create a menu of options of things that you can do outside of that. So that this is where I think it's really important to dial in your organizational skills, just because it's so much to keep track of.
I think that's brilliant wisdom. And then, along with planning ahead, Mayo's second one is, hey, it's okay to say no. And I don't know about you, but it can be tricky sometimes. You want to see people, you want to experience time with friends, but man, sometimes that list of events gets to be pretty darn long. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I just really need to sit on a couch with a dog and a book and maybe not go out all of the time. So it's really okay to say no. If you're feeling overwhelmed, no is a perfectly acceptable response.
I absolutely agree. Give yourself permission to say no. Try to let go of that guilt, as difficult as it can be.
Yes.
In those moments. And one of the things that I like to do when it comes to deciding what to do and what not to do, I ask myself a simple question. Does it fill my cup or does it drain it? And that is a good way to kind of orient around it. Sometimes, like you said, sitting on a couch and just taking it easy, that might be what you need in that moment. So that's filling your cup up. Whereas if in the similar situation, if you're putting yourself out there in a social setting that might be draining your cup, that's where I feel like that question is a really good way to orient myself around giving myself permission to say no versus, all right, you know what? Let me actually do this.
Yeah, I'm up for this. This will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Another big one is holidays can be expensive. Holiday season can be expensive, not just with the gift giving, but also with the entertaining. Entertaining can be an expensive event too. So Mayo suggests that we make a budget and actually stick to it. And I think that is such sage wisdom. Financial stress, we know, can be hugely impactful to our mental health, right? When we're stressed out about paying our bills, well, of course, that's going to impact our mood. It's going to increase our stress. So we want to be very mindful about what we're spending, what we're planning on spending, and then honor the needs and not go above and beyond what we truly are able to do.
Absolutely. Financial stress, like you said, is a very real thing. And you're adding another layer of tension to already a tricky situation. And that's where I think the suggestion of making a budget is really important. And not to, you know, no spoiler alerts for further tips, but it's if you do go over that budget, because holidays, as you start to get traditions down, and as there are a lot of different confounding variables year in and year out, maybe one year it looks a little bit different. If you slightly go over that budget, it might be helpful just to not add another layer of stress and beat yourself up over it.
Right.
Keep your budget, keep to that. But if you break it for some unforeseen reason, that's okay, because adding another layer of stress is only going to make matters worse.
Yeah.
So that's, absolutely. You know, you want to be mindful, you want to take care of all these, but just taking extra care and making sure that you're not putting an extra burden on yourself.
Yes. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. A way to be kind to ourselves is Mayo's fourth great tip, I think, which is create relaxing surroundings. And I think this is so easy to do in the holiday time because, my gosh, some of the smells that come with cooking and come with candles and, mulled wine, if you are the type to enjoy mulled wine. There are so many things we can do with smells and with music and with just decorating that can bring us joy. So making sure that your surroundings bring you peace and joy is a tip that I thought was quite brilliant.
You took the words right out of my mouth when it comes to music in particular. Things, think about the senses. Think about all the things that really, we think about comfort food and we think about those foods that are very grounding to us, but activities and other, let's think about the other senses, because activities and outside other stimulus can be just as helpful as a nice plate of delicious food. You know, music is one for me that is always, there's certain songs, there's certain that really just feel like the holidays that are able to just really settle things. Whereas, you know, decorating can be a chaotic experience for me in particular. I like everything just right, but putting the right soundtrack on in the background can be, it can turn things from night to day very fast.
Perfect. So engage all your senses. We're going to add to Mayo and say, hey, think of all of your senses and how to enjoy the season. To include the next tip, which is maintain healthy habits. You mentioned going outside, and I think that is such a great topic because we live in Utah, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. And so I know, at least for me, when I am stressed and I have a lot going on, my habit of going for long walks is pretty much gone because I don't have the time to do it. And yet, what do I know? That if I take the time to do it, I'm going to feel a whole lot better. And the stress that I have decreases significantly. So even when we're very busy, we want to make sure that we're still engaging in the healthy habits that we know work for us, whatever those habits might be. Again, for me, it's walking. Another thing that is important is holiday gatherings, right? Sometimes alcohol is flowing at those gatherings. And so I think it's important to be mindful of what we're putting in our body. As you mentioned food before, with regards to food or drink or whatever else we choose to take in, let's just be mindful of it and make sure that we are honoring the needs of our bodies, both physically and with food and with taking those breaks, as we talked about. But we want our habits to remain healthy, even in a very busy time.
This is where I really tip my hand as to what my vice is with food, because this is where I really struggle maintaining healthy habits, because we have all these delicious foods, all these treats that we're not really, that we're not accustomed to, or at least maybe shouldn't be doing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to go overboard. And that's what you made a great suggestion as far as continuing exercise, because that, at least for me, removes a little bit of the guilt in those indulgences, is just being able. And I was actually this past weekend at the gym. I see all the treadmills just a lot more in use than what you normally see. And you know what? If that helps you, go for it. But I think this is what I said a little bit earlier. If you do overindulge and you do enjoy a little bit of a treat that more than you're used to, don't beat yourself up over it, because you're only going to make it worse. Just enjoy. Okay, it's a little bit outside the norm. That's okay. You know that you're going to be able to. So maintain those healthy habits. But if you go a little bit outside of the norm of what you're used to, you just get right back on things the next day.
Space and grace. Give ourselves space and grace.
Yeah.
Another thing that's important is acknowledging and sharing our feelings. And this one really speaks to me too. For some people, holidays are a time of joy, but they're not a time of joy necessarily for everyone. Some folks might be dealing with loss. Some folks might be dealing with, I don't know, past things that have happened during holiday seasons that are making them sad. Some people may really struggle with the holiday season, and that's okay. Like, to force joy, I think, is kind of ridiculous versus, hey, I'm going to share with people that I care about, who care about me, that maybe this season isn't so joyous for me. And by sharing and by acknowledging the fact that this expectation of joy, well, no, I don't have to fall into that. I'm going to be where I am and acknowledge where I am and get support when I can. Maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah, especially if something happened earlier that year. I know, you know, you mentioned loss. Life happens, bad things happen, and it could make the holidays even trickier. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't feel the pull to necessarily do everything, have everything be business as usual. Right. You know, just listen to your body, honor yourself. And it's funny because I look back on some past holidays where I've given myself that grace, and I actually look really fondly at some of those past memories of just, hey, you know what? This wasn't a very large gathering, but this one person that came over after their own particular like that meant the world to me, or just getting a call from somebody that meant the world to me. And so I think just giving yourself, allowing things to go a little bit outside the norm, if you're not feeling up to it, I think goes a long way.
Love it. By the way, that goes back to budget in a way. Phone calls, well, that doesn't cost anything. And sometimes that phone call means so much more than anything with a bow on it could.
Yeah, I remember the days where phone calls, long distance ones, did cost.
I remember those too. And calling card. Oh, yeah, sure. Another topic that Mayo mentions that I think is so important is respecting differences. How many times during holiday gatherings have we found ourselves debating, maybe not in the most pleasant way, a topic and getting really frustrated with the people that we love and we choose to gather with? And so instead of digging into some of that stuff, maybe we just acknowledge and respect the fact that different people have different thoughts, and that's okay. And we can lean into instead some of our similarities and maybe not do all of that debating that perhaps we are pulled to do, but instead honor each other for who we are.
Yeah, I think remembering what the holidays are about and why we're gathered. And that being said, if really worst comes to worst, this is why knowing a martial art can be helpful. And now, of course, I'm kidding. But, in those situations, if I see that somebody's continuing to bring up, then, hey, maybe I revisit the guest list on further years. If people can't draw on what we have in common and understand why we have the holidays, then okay, maybe that's something to then reassess. But I think, like you said, focusing on the similarities and the shared love and affection and compassion that we have for each other, I think that will go, you'll be better served that way.
Yeah, well said. Another thing that is important is being realistic. And this kind of goes into a couple different areas. Being realistic about our time, which we talked about earlier. It's okay to say no, but then also being realistic about what we hope to accomplish and the ways in which we want to show up, and understand that perfectionism is not attainable as much as we may want it to be. As a person who often hosts holidays, I know my menu, and I know that I want everything to be excellent. I know that I know what I want, but I also know that there's going to be hiccups. There are for sure going to be hiccups. And instead of leaning into that desire to be perfect, I think we should, or we could, own the fact that it's just not going to be perfect. And so instead of stressing out about the things that fall short of our expectation, we could kind of giggle about them and say, yep, this is how it is, but we're all together and we're all safe and healthy. And that's the joy of it all.
And that's perfect. And what came up for me too, when I was thinking about this one, is, and this is an area of opportunity for me personally, is reaching out when help is warranted, or when we can really, like, we put so much on ourselves and wanting to be everything to be perfect, but understanding, hey, it takes a village sometimes, and asking others and admitting that vulnerability, I think, can really help some of that tension and some of the stress that we put onto ourselves.
Brilliantly said. And the last one for Mayo, drumroll please, is take a break. So again, there's a theme here. Holidays are busy, is the theme. And there's a lot that for some of us that go on during the holiday season. But we all have needs, and we need to make sure that we're meeting those needs. If that need is a nap, if that need is getting outside and getting some fresh air at any point, if that need is, hey, I'm just gonna get some downtime and go watch a movie, or I'm gonna go chat with a friend. So take a break from it all. Make sure that we are honoring our bodies and our minds' needs can go a long way to increasing holiday joy.
And that's where I circle back to the first tip of just getting organized, because then those spots where you can be a little bit more flexible, where you can take a break, become very apparent. When all of a sudden I take a look at my planner and I see, okay, dinner is around this. This is when dinner is going to be ready. This is when maybe a sporting event is taking place. I could organize my day around that. It's just like, hey, I have a little bit of time here. I could go for a walk. I can do anything else. And that, it becomes really apparent where those breaks can be inserted. And so the first and last one, I feel like, really tied together very nicely.
Great point. Yeah. And then we have a bonus one, which I alluded to earlier. So we have such great colleagues on our board, one of whom is Sherry Siner, who added something that she shared, which is create new traditions. If past holiday memories are painful or sad, consider creating new traditions that make the season more joyful and positive. Organize a holiday potluck or lunch out with friends, take a short trip, or engage in a new hobby. Starting fresh traditions can help replace negative memories with positive ones. Sherry, I love all of that. I think that is such a great idea. We can create new memories. We can create new traditions, and we should.
It just gives us a chance for a fresh start, for a new slate, especially if the past can be a little bit troubling. I know, you know, even for me, every holiday season is just a constant chance. It's always a chance to revise and edit past traditions and just perfect it. And so especially if past ones are a lot more more troubling and more ripe with a lot of, you know, conflicting experiences, what better chance to really rewrite things and do things your own way? I think this is just a great, great suggestion from Sherry.
Yeah, I think so too. One of the thoughts that came to my mind as I was reading this is sometimes new people join our lives, and sometimes we may find ourselves spending time with them on the holidays. So what can we do together that incorporate what we love and what they love, and just, again, starting that new tradition? What do we want to do? What do we as a team or as a group want to do together to make this meaningful to all of us?
And it's great because that'll relieve some of the stress that you have to figure all these things out. Other people might have other opinions and other suggestions that actually might really work with you. And so that is also removing some of that stress away that we put on ourselves in the holiday season.
Well said. Well, that, my friends, concludes our tips for dealing with holiday stress. Again, first ever podcast from UPA. Armando, thank you very much for doing this with me. It was lovely to chat with you. And we hope that everyone who's listening has a wonderful holiday season. We'll see you at our next podcast.